The guard shook his head. He wasn't looking at the white man. He was watching a flock of red birds flying up from the jungle 200 yards away.
"No dollar," the guard said.
$10 then, the white woman said.
"Oh, for the love of God, Sarah," the white man said. "That is way too much. That's a week's wages here."
"Don't be such a tight ass," the white woman said. "What's $10 to us? It's nice to be able to do something for these people. God knows they have little enough."
"Well, look then, $5, the white man said.
The guard was watching the treetops. 150 yards away, up a shallow gully, the tips of the palm ferns were twitching.
"You come back with me now," the guard said. "Hotel compound is best for you."
"Listen," the white man said. "I'm sorry if we offended you by offering money, and I respect you for not taking it. But I have my editor telling me what's best for me 51 weeks of the year. I didn't come here to have anyone edit my holiday."
The guard lifted the muzzle of his gun. He fired 3 shots in the air, just above the white man's head. The barking of the dogs and the yelling of the men stopped for a moment. Then they started again, louder. The white couple stood very still. Their mouths were open. They were struck, perhaps, by the bullets that had missed them.
"Please, Mr. and Mrs.," the guard said. "Trouble is come here. You not know my country."
The sisters heard the thwack of machetes clearing a path. Kindness grabbed Little Bee's hand and pulled her to her feet. The two sisters walked out of the cover of the jungle and onto the sand. Holding hands, they stood there, looking up at the white man and the white woman, Andrew and me, in hope and expectation. I suppose there was nothing else in the developing world they could do. They stood on the sand clutching each other, keeping themselves upright on their failing legs, Kindness straining her head to watch for the approaching dogs, but Little Bee looking steadily at me, ignoring Andrew, ignoring the guard.
"Please, missus," she said, "take us to the hotel compound with you."
The guard looked at her, then he looked back up at the jungle. He shook his head.